Cordell Stewart. First of all, it's great to see you. What's going on in your life these days?
Yeah, I, you know, full-time father, raising my son, full-time back in Atlanta, and I'm working with TuneIn. Myself and Brian Weber, we on Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 Eastern time. We have a great time doing it. It's fun. I'm here with you, obviously, at the Combine to cover these kids and see where their future is and a sense of where they're going to go and what they're going to do and how they're going to handle all this pressure of being tantalized by people like myself, being asked hard questions to owners and some GMs and some coaches that are going to ask questions. So it's going to be pretty interesting. And people say the beginning of the season starts in August, September. It truly starts now because this is the beginning, I would say, of everything that's moving forward for the 2017 season.
A lot of talk in Chicago about the possibility of moving forward with a quarterback. I know there's a few quarterbacks in the draft that are interesting. It seems like a lot of people have different opinions of them. What do you think about the quarterbacks in this year's draft?
Well, there's a few guys out there that are, I think, quality quarterbacks. But the one that I think that really put in the work truly as of lately, when you look at the game and how it's transcending into that mobile-style quarterback, winning on the collegiate level and how they win really does matter. Ask Dak Prescott. I think the kid, Deshaun Watson, you know, people try to find ways to see why guys aren't the guy. You know, think about Carson Wentz coming from North Dakota State. You know, there were many reasons why people probably felt like he shouldn't have gone in early in the draft, okay? And so when you really put it in perspective, it's just a matter of do you have the capabilities as coaches, as assistants, to take this talent and turn it into something special, to hope that your organization can actually benefit from by actually getting to the playoffs and maybe winning some championships.
You have a unique perspective having played for the Bears and played quarterback. Tell me a little bit about the pressure and expectations. And I know you played in Pittsburgh and Baltimore too. What's it like being a Bears quarterback in Chicago?
Well, it's different. I'll say that. But it's good because there's a lot of history there at the organization out there in Lake Forest. And I was lucky to have a chance to be a part of that history. Sweetness was my favorite. You know, Walter Payton, he was literally my favorite growing up. My little league team was the Bears. We won a championship. You know, being a quarterback in Chicago, you will be invited in. You know, the fan base will love you regardless. You know, that's one thing I thought was different in Pittsburgh and in Chicago. And they appreciate you if you put the effort in. They love to see a winner. And so, you know, honestly, I had a great time in Chicago. I miss it. I won't lie to you. They treated me well. I wish I could have given them more. But if you get an opportunity to be successful in Chicago, they'll love you.